Hey, it's Crypto Bobby, and today I want to talk to you about whether or not it's too late to get into Bitcoin in advance of the SegWit 2x or the B2x fork. And I also want to show you a new website that I've come across that's been around for a few weeks or so, onchainfx.com, that I think has some really awesome, interesting data points that exceed coin market cap in a lot of respects and have some really nice sorting features as well. So definitely want to show you through OnChainFX. It's literally something that I just found today that I've been really impressed with. So pretty cool website to use there as well. And as I'm coming to you today, trying to be as happy as possible. It is a disgusting day in New York City. It's a Monday morning, so not only do you have to, is there the Monday morning commute that I'm sure, a lot of you guys face, but it's been pouring rain in New York for the past 24 hours. I wasn't going to eat breakfast today. I was going to be real healthy, do my intermittent fasting. And then the second I walked outside, I was like, I'm getting a chocolate croissant and I'm getting a massive coffee and we're getting the day started that way. So I'm in a better mood now, but commute this morning sucked. So let's hop into it. But outside of that, outside of my miserable commute, and I'm sure hopefully you had a better commute when you're watching this on Monday, but Bitcoin has been on a really nice run the past 24, 36 hours or so. Bitcoin has jumped up yesterday morning, jumped up above $6,000 over the course of 1 hour, went from about $5,800 all the way up to close to $6,000, stabilized for a few hours, and then just jumped through the roof into from about $5,950 all the way up at one point in time, setting an all-time, new all-time high, really, at around $6,300. Now Bitcoin has been hovering around the $6,200 mark for the past 12 hours or so. And it's been, I think, encouraging to see, number one, Bitcoin finish the day yesterday up above $6,000. But we're also talking about what is this, why is this happening in some senses? Is there specific news-driven events? And there's some things that are coming out a little bit in regards to China. But really, I think a lot of what this is going to come down to is going to be the SegWit 2x or the Bitcoin 2x, the B2x fork. And I've said it before, I'll say it again. I'm not really in agreement with the B2x fork. I'm not somebody that thinks it's necessary. But when you break it down, you are, in a lot of respects, getting free money, or you're getting a dividend, or however you want to consider it, for owning Bitcoin. You're going to get the B2X. You're going to get B2X, and there are some issues that are occurring with, number one, replay protection, number two, B2X trying to become Bitcoin in a lot of respects, or trying to go from you have your Bitcoin, you have your B2X, but which one is going to be the real Bitcoin? All that type of stuff. For now, it still seems that, unless there's something crazy that happens with the miners, for now it still seems though that Bitcoin Core is really going to be the crypto going forward, or the main thing going forward. So when I'm looking at this, I'm treating it in a lot of respects as a dividend. And to that point, when you're looking at this, a lot of people are buying Bitcoin in advance of the B2X fork because they are, in a lot of respects, getting free money. And when you're looking at what that free money is actually equal to, this is where it's going to get interesting, and where, from your perspective, I think you really want to analyze whether it makes sense to, if you don't have Bitcoin now, if it makes sense to buy into Bitcoin, depending upon the size of your holdings and things like that. But when you're looking at this and you're considering whether it's too late to get into Bitcoin, I think people are going to continue to start looking at these futures markets and making determinations based off of that. And right now, if we're looking at coin market cap, so the main place where these SegWit 2X, these B2X futures are trading right now is HitBTC. We could pop over here. Not the largest exchange, not always the most, not the best exchange. I really haven't utilized HitBTC, but when you look at the volume, it doesn't always speak to, the overall, how realistic a lot of this is. But HitBTC is kind of the main exchange trading these B2X futures. And when we pop it up, it's $1,000 as of the rate right now. When you talk about Bitcoin or you know, B2X being worth 0.16 Bitcoin. So if you're holding Bitcoin right now, if you hold one Bitcoin in the future when the snapshot is taken and Bitcoin B2X forks, you would, as of now, basically be getting $1,000 of free cash now, or $1,000 of free B2X. Now, will the price of B2X plummet once it hits the market because there's not a lot of community support and people are just selling it to get, you know, to move that money back into Bitcoin or into altcoins they're more comfortable with? Yeah, it's absolutely possible, but and probably likely in that scenario, but it's still a good amount of free money. And when you're looking at holding Bitcoin in comparison to holding some of these altcoins, like right now, you know, we have Bitcoin at $6,161, which is, or $6,150 or so dollars. So one Bitcoin, $6,150. If the futures market stays relatively stable for B2X, even if the price of Bitcoin doesn't even increase, you are getting $1,000 of free money. So that's $6,100. There's a lot of assumptions within this statement, but you know, the price of Bitcoin staying steady and not dipping significantly, and the price of the Segwit 2X futures staying fairly steady. But you know, if we're looking at things as of the time being, that $6,150 or so goes to about $7,150. You're basically guaranteed $1,000 return if you have one Bitcoin in the market. Now, on the other side of the house, if you have your money in smaller cryptocurrencies, if you have your money in the quote unquote altcoins, you know, whatever it might be, you have to look at the next 2 to 3 weeks and look at that and say, can I replicate a, you know, really a 16% return on investment as of right now? Will I be able to get a 16% return on investment in my altcoins or in my other crypto assets to outperform the, you know, to outperform my Bitcoin investment? And I think that's something that a lot of people are doing. And you know, while it's absolutely possible that your other crypto assets, whether you have, you know, Ethereum, or if you have OMG, or if you have NEO, or if you have Ripple, whatever it might be, you know, it's absolutely very, very possible, because you know, small cryptocurrencies, altcoins, whatever, can easily move 16% in a day, let alone over the course of 2 weeks. But you're looking at somewhat guaranteed return on investment versus somewhat of a risk. And I think a lot of people are at least looking at that possibility and saying, hey, you know, this is maybe a little bit more risky than the altcoins are more risky at for the time being. And I'm going to, you know, move some of that money over to Bitcoin. So when you're looking at, is it too late to get into, you know, to Bitcoin right now? I think the answer is no. I still think that over the next 2 weeks or so, until this Bitcoin Segwit 2X fork happens, until the B2X fork happens, there is going to be a run-up in the price of Bitcoin, because people are going to be looking at these B2X futures, and they are going to, you know, right now you're basically getting a 16.161 percent dividend on your Bitcoin holdings. Now, will that number move anywhere? Yeah, it could certainly move down. It could certainly move, you know, it could potentially move up. And the price of Bitcoin could always move down as well. But I think people are looking at this and seeing the size of the B2X futures and seeing what a return on that is, and how they can really benefit from that. And due to that, I think that a lot more people are moving money from altcoins into Bitcoin. I think people are moving more money into Bitcoin in general in advance of a 16% bit of, you know, of free money. And from here, I'm purely talking from like an investment standpoint, and not really in regards to obviously the issues surrounding a Bitcoin fork, the potential devalue to the brand of Bitcoin, or just to Bitcoin overall, as well as a lot of the technical issues it might bring up, and you know, a lot of different things there. So I'm not necessarily ignoring that. I definitely understand that, but from this video, I think that's the one, you know, important thing, not the one important thing, but one interesting thing looking forward is overall when I'm looking at this, I'm thinking from an investment standpoint is if I have my, what is the better place for my money to be right now? Is it in Bitcoin? Is it in some of these smaller altcoins? And I think that for the time being, at least my thesis right now is still I'm heavily weighted in Bitcoin. I don't think it's too late to get into Bitcoin. I even might move a little bit more of some of my other crypto assets into Bitcoin for the time being in anticipation of the B2X fork. Come after the fork, that's going to be a totally different story. I think, you know, you might see a pronounced altcoin run come after the fork. But for the time being, I still think I'm going to be most comfortable having the majority of my, you know, my money in these in Bitcoin because of the guaranteed basically rate of return if the technology checks out and things like that. So definitely an interesting thing to keep an eye on. And again, from my perspective, I don't think it's too late if you're still looking at this being like, wow, Bitcoin's up big. Bitcoin is up and I've been in these altcoins and these altcoins have been bleeding. I don't think that there's still 2 weeks left and the news cycle is picking up, but at the same point in time, it's not like outrageous. Like you can bet your bottom dollar before the B2X fork, like in the coming days, like Bitcoin Gold has been a total non-event and a total whatever. That was pretty crazy news cycle and pretty crazy excitement prior to Bitcoin Gold. SegWit 2X from a futures perspective is like 2 to 3x the size of Bitcoin Gold right now, significantly more than Bitcoin Gold. If we're talking about from a futures perspective and what Bitcoin Gold is trading at, B2X is 10 times more valuable than Bitcoin Gold. So I'm not saying that there's going to be 10 times more excitement or 10 times more movement in Bitcoin or 10 times maybe more movement in the altcoins after the B2X fork, which is going to be interesting, and we'll continue to talk about that going forward. But don't sleep on the legitimacy of the B2X fork and what that's going to mean for Bitcoin and what that's going to mean for the Bitcoin prices in the next 2 weeks. So I'm continuing to heavily weight myself in Bitcoin over the course of the next 2 weeks and develop a strategy for the second that fork hits, what I'm going to be doing there as well. And as I continue to develop that in my head, definitely something that I'll keep you guys in the loop on there as well. Now, outside of Bitcoin and the B2X fork, one really, I thought this website was pretty cool. And I'll kind of, let's see here. I'll minimize myself a little bit more here. But one thing that I think is pretty cool is this website called OnChainFX. And it's very similar. It's not necessarily very similar, but it's similar in a lot of ways to, it's similar in a lot of ways to CoinMarketCap and some of the data it produces, but it's a little bit more customizable and it's a little bit more, I think, flexible in a lot of ways that you can kind of handle things. So right now I just have this sorted overall by market capitalization, obviously Bitcoin at $102 billion, which is still crazy, over $100 billion of Bitcoin. But some of the really cool things that you could do with OnChainFX, and I'll link to this, and this is not sponsored by OnChainFX or anything like that or anything crazy, and this is a beta software too, but I just came across this on Twitter. I thought it was pretty cool, and I definitely wanted to share it with you guys because I think it'll be helpful for you, you know, in the long run. But a couple different things. So, you know, not only can you do price by USD, but you can also obviously sort by price by Bitcoin if you'd like. So you can see the actual price from a Bitcoin perspective, whether it's, you know, if it's Satoshis, if it's a percentage there of Bitcoins. But interestingly enough, not only can you do the 24-hour change by USD, you can also do that by Bitcoin. So you can see if things are actually outperforming Bitcoin or not. On CoinMarketCap, the change is done in a US dollar percentage. So it's not always easy to see if something's outperforming Bitcoin or not. This is very much an easy way to do that. You can see what's outperforming Bitcoin. What is, Civic, thanks, brother. what's outperforming Bitcoin? What is not? What's having a little bit of trouble in the marketplace? And then as well, everybody reaching out to me about Vertcoin. Vertcoin killing it, up 12% on Bitcoin in the past 24 hours. So you can get a good feel for how that's moving. And you can also, from that standpoint too, so I'll move away from this. We'll go back to the current market cap, sort by that. And then pretty cool is you can actually see the all-time high from a US dollar percentage. And then you can see days since the last all-time high and the percentage it's down since the all-time high. So this is pretty cool too. In my opinion, I really think this is a pretty interesting statistic. So we can see here that literally Bitcoin had its all-time high yesterday at $6,316, is down 2% since the all-time high. Ethereum, on the other hand, hasn't seen its all-time high in 140 days. It's down 27% on that. And we got the guys over at Ripple, haven't seen an all-time high in 166 days and are down about 51% since that all-time high. So pretty interesting to see what that's looking like. And we can even go to see, you know, when has been the most recent all-time highs. We have Bitcoin, we have BitConnect. You also have the big red circle next to BitConnect, which is, let's see what that actually means. So on-chain FX calls, some of you guys might like this. Some of you guys are going to laugh hysterically. A lot of you guys know my opinions on it. But labels Bitcoin and BitConnect as scam coins that have well-documented history showing intent to deceive. So interesting that they on-chain FX has the you know, the balls to put that there, because a lot of people aren't comfortable calling out BS in the crypto world. So pretty cool to, you know, pretty cool to see that on that as well. And a couple other things too that I've found to be pretty cool from an age perspective. You can also see how old this specific cryptocurrency is. So, you know, obviously Bitcoin, the lead in the pack, the grandpa of the crypto world, up almost 9 years old. But you have something like Bitcoin Cash that's only less than, you know, less than like three, four, you know, like 4 months old at this point in time. So there's a lot of different things that you can sort by that are interesting from a column perspective. And then in addition to that too, so I'll pull this bad boy back up, and you can even search out from a sector's perspective. You can, if you like, let's say you want to find something that's a currency, or if you want to find like distributed storage, so like maybe say Filecoin and storage. Okay, so we have MadeSafeCoin, SiaCoin. You can sort by that. If you wanted to find like a decentralized exchange platform, who's trading there? We got Kyber Network, 0x. This is really cool to get a good feel for the different sectors in this space. You can also even go down here if, I know a lot of you guys are interested in proof of stake, not necessarily maybe proof of work. So we can go down here and find, like let's say, let's find, simply put, actually, let's just find the proof of stake, some of these proof of stake coins. You can go ahead and do some of that. So there's a lot of different ways that you can go through this process of sorting these cryptocurrencies, finding ones that you might be tracking, and you can also do a number of different things from tracking these assets, finding out some of the biggest daily movers. So I would definitely recommend, I think that this is, I'm going to need to do a little bit more diligence on this, but from the initial judgments on onchainfx.com, this seems like a lot. This seems like a significantly better platform, in my opinion, than CoinMarketCap, at least looking at it and taking a, you know, taking a bit of judgment on it. So I think that this is going to be really interesting to see how, you know, being, you can see up here, this is the beta version. So we'll see how this ends up panning out and what type of continued development goes into on-chain FX. But as of right now, I'm going to start using this more and more in these videos going forward, and I would definitely recommend taking a look at it. I think the data here is pretty cool, and there's some interesting ways to slice and dice it. So if you're looking at a new, maybe alternative to CoinMarketCap or CryptoWatch, and you know, outside of that, I mean, I use Coinage for charts, but just for generally looking at these, you know, generally looking at 24-hour change in U.S. dollars, this is a nice, clean, simple interface that I really dig. So definitely going to keep an eye on this moving forward. Now, outside of that, guys, if you do have any questions, or if you're, you know, interested in on-chain FX, or you know, really just the Segwit B2X futures and kind of what's happening there and how to play the Bitcoin fork in the near future, I would really be interested in your overall thought process there. Definitely sound off in the comments below if you have questions, or if you have some comments about how you're playing the Bitcoin 2X fork or the B2X fork. Are you still all in on altcoins? Are you and have you been heavily weighted in Bitcoin? Would love to hear your specific feedback on that. And again, my name is Crypto Bobby. I do daily videos on the subject of cryptocurrency, as well as YouTube Live Crypto Happy Hours. I won't be doing a Crypto Happy Hour tonight on Monday, October 30th, but I'll probably try to do one tomorrow. I think it's Halloween, so hopefully my doorbell doesn't get rung a bunch. But yeah, probably try and do one tomorrow night on October 31st. And if you are new to the channel, by any chance, hit that subscribe button. Like I said, I do these daily videos, so hit that subscribe button to get those videos. And also hit that notify bell. That way, when a new video comes out or when I go live on YouTube, you get notified that I am live or a new video comes out. So hit that subscribe button, hit that notify bell. And I appreciate your time. Crypto Bobby signing out. Peace.